Saturday night, Blue Devils cut the gap to 1.31. The closest anyone has been to Bluecoats in 2 weeks. Sunday night, Bluecoats answered with the highest score anyone has posted all season. That's the scariest thing a leader can do, Reed. Not hold the punch, return it. 94-85, or message received, message returned. This is the recap. The Daily DCI Podcast from DCI Forge, Episode 4. I'm Reed Callahan alongside Coop. Nightbeat in Winston-Salem, 11 Corps, 3 stories. Story 1. Bluecoats, 94-85, a season high, their 9th win over Blue Devils in 9 meetings. And the detail that matters, Blue Devils didn't slip. 93-4-113, Saturday, 93.4, Sunday, flat to the decimal.
Which tells you how that gap moved. The chaser stood still at altitude. That's a good night. The leader found another gear anyway. August belongs to Core that can do that on demand in July.
One housekeeping note, 12 cores were announced in Winston-Salem, 11 were scored. Crossman's number never posted to either official source. Their season still reads 80-35 until the next sheet says otherwise.
No score, no story, no guessing. The desk reports what the paper says. Moving on.
Story 2. Yesterday, this desk published a threshold in writing. Colts hold 87 against the Nightbeat field, and the surge is real. Sag toward 85, and Atlanta was a mirage. The verdict, 88.0.
They didn't hold the bar, Reed. They raised it. 4 scores in 5 days, 84.3, 84.9, 87, pardon, so 075, 88 flat. 4 panels, 4 states, 1 direction. That's not a hot judge. That's an edit that landed.
And the table did something the sheet never has. Colts now sit 8th on the season, ahead of the Cavaliers. A core they've faced 5 times this summer and never beaten.
Pass them without throwing a punch. Trajectory outvoting the ledger. 2 trend lines crossed and the standings wrote it down.
The caption math says the climb is design, not polish. 65% of those 3.7 points came from the 2 general effect captions. And the model noticed from 90% to make finals before the run to 99.9 overnight. And for the first time in any run this season, it projects Colts ahead of the Cavaliers at Indianapolis.
It's cleaning by his tents, decisions by points. The bubble conversation is over. The new one is how high.
Story 3. Carolina Crown had climbed at every show since their opener. 7 straight increases. Nightbeat printed their first minus sign, 93.075 down to 92.65, still third.
And the whole drop lives in one box. GE Visual, minus 8/10, brand new panel. While Percussion, the caption that's been dragging under that show all summer, posts its season best the same night. A collapsing show does not do that.
The model is less forgiving. Overnight, it cut Crown's metal odds from 73% to 40, and it now ranks Boston ahead of Crown one night after Crown beat Boston on a shared sheet for the first time in 7 tries.
So the one real head-to-head result we have is being outvoted by a curve fit. Either the sheet was right in Atlanta or the simulator is right now, Reed. They cannot both be.
The tiebreaker has a date. Saturday, August 1st, Allentown. Crown, Boston, and Vanguard on one panel for the first time since San Antonio. The thresholds are published. Crown beats Boston again. The dip was one chair's taste. Boston flips it back. The model saw the slowdown first.
Now that the rubric is on the record before the exam, grade us either way, and that's the point of writing it down.
Both pieces are up in full on the analysis desk at dciforge.com. The Colts are real, and Crown dipped. Allentown is the test. Before we go, tomorrow, Tuesday splits the field 3 ways. Annapolis. Colts walk into a room with Blue Devils in Boston. First time the Surge shares a panel with a 93.
That's the test I want. Then Myrtle Beach, and a Crown and Blue Stars on a soft field. Scoreboard hygiene, ignore the margin. And in Mason, Ohio, Vanguard, four straight wins, finally sees the Cavaliers and Phantom Regiment. The empty track lap gets some traffic.
Three shows, three questions, and the Sheets answer all of them within a week. That's the recap, episode 4. Scores tomorrow night. Projections right after. DCIForge.com.
Stay fast, or stay clean. And Colts fans, you're allowed to look at the standings now. Slowly.